Mackenzie Cantrell is an employment lawyer working with refugees and immigrants to uncover instances of wage theft and income disparities.
You know, sometimes you can just see on someone's face the fact that they have lost money over the course of their career, and it really affects you as someone who doesn't want to see working people lose money and struggle in a low-income job.
Cantrell, who is also a state representative, says many of her clients work in the service and construction sectors, and many are women and minorities. Data from the Economic Policy Institute shows a persistent wage gap for women and minorities in the Ohio Valley region and across the country. In Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, an African-American worker will earn, on average, 82 cents for every dollar a white worker earns. For women, it's about 78 cents.
This is something that's kind of enduring, and it's really the result of structural problems in our labor market.
That's Amy Hanauer, an economist with Policy Matters Ohio, a labor-leaning policy institute. She says it's easy to blame a lack of education or choice of field for the wage gap, but it's not that simple.
It's the result of problems with the jobs that we offer, much more than it's the result of problems with the people taking the jobs.
As jobs in mining and manufacturing have dwindled, low-wage service sector jobs have grown. Hanauer argues there is a disproportionate amount of women and minorities in these jobs. She says this is partly due to historic discrimination, which puts people in these demographics at a disadvantage.
Well, if we just made sure that all of these jobs paid better, that would go part of the way toward reducing the disparity.
Hanauer says raising the minimum wage would bring up the bottom, which would begin to address wage gaps. That's part of the argument behind a national movement called Fight for 15. Demonstrators like these want to see the minimum wage rise to $15 an hour. Hanauer notes, when minimum wage laws were established, many jobs in agriculture and domestic jobs were excluded, which contributed to the wage gap we see today.
Well, those were the jobs that many women and certainly most African Americans held at that time. So from the very beginning, Black Americans were excluded from the most basic form of labor protection.
But other economists doubt whether the wage gap solution lies in a minimum wage increase. Western Kentucky University economist Suzanne Leguizamon says the wage gap can't be adequately explained solely by the low minimum wage.
So you may see people starting at minimum wage, but even in the low-skill sector, they don't tend to stay there very long.
Leguizamon says if a higher minimum wage pushes employers to hire fewer people, that could exacerbate disadvantages that women and minorities have, and what seems like evidence of workplace discrimination might be the result of other factors at play.
Some researchers have argued quite likely that there is some discrimination going on, but it's important not to suggest it just solely based on the presence of a wage gap.
While economists work to better explain wage gaps, employment lawyers like Mackenzie Cantrell will keep sorting through complaints case by case.
Work in general has changed where you have people working multiple jobs or multiple part-time jobs, and that does affect the number of clients or cases who may be affected by this issue.
Service sector employment in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia has grown by 16% since 2000. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.